Okay, I have a tip for those of you who have Gestalt language processors who want to teach them how to answer the question, what's your name? And ignore that I'm in bed, I have dysautonomia and it makes me sick sometimes. Anyway, one day, this was a few months back, I was kind of frustrated. Every time I'd ask my daughter, what's your name? She couldn't answer. She would repeat me, you know, she would echo. She wouldn't answer. And I was getting kind of worried about it. And as I was sitting there, I had this epiphany and I gathered together the rest of my kids. I have three older boys. And I said, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to sit in a circle and I'm going to sing, what's your name? And then I'm going to point to you. And when it gets to you, you're going to say, my name is Jay. That's my oldest son. And then for me, my name is Mommy, right? So we sat in a circle, had my daughter sit right next to me. And I started with me, pointing to myself. And I said, what's your name? Point to myself. My name is Mommy. And then we had Daddy and all of her three brothers. We went around and took turns doing that. And by the time it got to her, she did it first try. Like, amazing. And she's been answering ever since. She knows her name. We kind of refresh every like couple times a week. We ask her and she'll answer. Like, she gets it. So anyway, it may not work the very first time like it did with my daughter, but I would say if you point to your child and they don't answer, I would in unison as a family say, my name is, and then your child's name. Okay. And then just go around the circle a couple times and see if they pick it up. Try it again the next day. Try it again the next day. And I think with that repetition, after a while, they're going to pick it up and they're going to start to say their name. So good luck. Let me know how it works for you guys.